This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. This is the program that's aimed to expand your brain. So I suppose we could say Brainiacs invited to the DJV show. And if you want podcasts automatically delivered to your smartphone, your tablet, or any other wireless device you have, go to blogtalkradio.com/DJV. You can also get the podcasts from iTunes or everywhere podcasts are available. Just search for DJV show. One word, DJV show. All right, you got it? Everybody got it? Jennifer, you got it?
Got it.
Victoria, you got it?
Yep.
Carrie, you got it.
I got it. And if they look it up on iTunes, there's a space between DJV and show. But if you're on Blog Talk, then it's /DJV show with no space.
Wow. Get that in your head. So let's get to some real controversy. Everybody ready for some real controversy? Controversy, you can decide which one. I'll give you two circumstances. You tell us which one, or you can think through which one of these is the more controversial of the two. And one is related to the other. The story about Ivanka and her husband, Jared, being shocked that her father announced plans to ban transgenders in the military. They were not aware. And they were surprised because apparently the president talks to them both about most everything he does beforehand. But he didn't talk about this. And I think from what I can gather, piecing things together, it was because he knew they wouldn't approve. As basically, let's face it, they're both New Yorkers. They are Democrats at the core. The president is maybe a Democrat. I think whatever progressive stuff is associated with Democrats. Mike Pence has won the day to this point, but you can see where there is some of that that's falling apart that I thought was going to happen at any point along the way. So is that controversial, or is the fact that a former Navy surgeon says she will waive the cost of gender confirmation surgery for some of the people that are in the military? Her name is Christine McGinn. She's also transgender. Once nominated for the Navy's Flight Surgeon of the Year Award, says that if the military won't pay for a service member's gender confirmation surgery, and I guess that that's translated into having your hoo-hoos wahad and the other way around, there are a lot of patients already in the queue, apparently, scheduled for these operations. She'll do them free. She said, the commander-in-chief won't take care of our veterans, but I will take care of veterans. Veterans will take care of veterans. He said, as you'll remember, that transgender service members burden the military with tremendous medical costs. I don't know that I, and he talked about disruption as well. I don't know about disruption, and I don't know about whether everybody is having the operation, but I know that all of our attention was called on this, or called to this, when Bradley Manning became Chelsea Manning, and that pretty much caused an uproar, which was appropriate because there's no reason in the world, none, that I can think of. You can certainly short-circuit that if there is a good reason for men and women who decide they want to change their sexuality. That's an individual decision, none of my business. But when you ask me to pay for it, done. You can go find somebody else to pay for it if you want, but I don't want to pay for it.
But isn't it interesting, though, that Dr. McGinn has mentioned that the military's transition-related health costs, that the total cost that they have incurred so far amounts to less than 10% of what the military spends on erectile dysfunction prescriptions.
Well, that may be, and I don't know why we're paying for that either, frankly. I don't see any reason why I should have to pay for some guy, some dude who's in uniform having erectile dysfunction. That's not a problem. Well, okay, maybe back up on that a little bit. Victoria, they probably can make a case that post-traumatic stress disorder gets in the way of being able to have sexual relations. That's probably how they make the argument. So then how would they make the argument to justify paying for, or you're saying that they don't. And so is there a justification for it? Jennifer, does that make any sense at all to use that argument if you're involved in a war-related disorder? And you've decided you want to become a man and you're a woman, you want to...
Honestly, I mean, maybe this makes me sound like a weirdo, but the policy that I like, because, look, if anybody wants to fight in our military, then fight in the military. I shouldn't know that you're transgender if you're a soldier. I shouldn't. I should be able to just... the don't ask, don't tell policy sounded really funny, but that's actually how it should be. Like, you don't need to hear all the stuff that's happening in my bedroom or with my genitalia or whatever. Just go into the military and be a soldier, whether you're a man or woman. If you're up to the challenge, go do it. The problem that I have is when we start having to move barracks around or people are asking for special treatment. Those kinds of things do become a distraction. They do prohibit people from doing their best work, especially in situations where they need to be on the money and in hand-to-hand combat and in situations where there might be real wars going on. And so, you know, maybe it's not the most politically correct thing to say, but I actually am a fan of don't ask, don't tell. I don't need to know what it is that is going on with you in your bedroom. I don't need to know.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you won't have any argument for me. Kara, what do you think? A little younger opinion? Does age make a difference here when it comes to being understanding acceptable or finding this acceptable?
I think that, I'm agreed on terms that what you're doing in your bedroom shouldn't matter, but I feel like as long as it doesn't stop people from serving or that there isn't some kind of bias against people, because whether you tell people or not doesn't stop people from making assumptions or from finding out in, in disrespecting or acting or lashing out towards someone because of it. So it's like you might not go around talking about your sex life, but it doesn't stop someone from finding out that you're transgender or you're gay, because it's not something you should have to keep a secret. If you're straight, it doesn't stop you from talking about your wife or your husband back home. So I don't know.
Interesting point of view.
I don't know. So it's interesting. If you're gay or you're transgender, you should still be able to talk about your personal life because, you know, you're with your comrades who you're supposed to be close to. So I guess I don't want people to be punished because of that, and they shouldn't have to keep it a secret.
Right.
The important word there is should. I think there are a lot of things that ought to go on in a progressive society that don't, because there are people who are not progressive, and that's up to them to be that way. Not everybody has to be the same. Not everybody has to be judged in the same light. We have too much judgment, period, in my mind. When it comes to all sorts of things. Colleagues, you all talk about what's going on. Girls get together, they talk about what goes on with the girls. Guys get together, they talk about what's going on with the guys.
Right, but you know what? But they're not asking for special treatment. Look, I think military talk is going to happen. You're going to have your friends. You're going to confide in people. You're going to talk to the people that you like. I think that's fine. It's when it becomes an outward distraction. I need to live in a girl's bunk or barracks, even though I'm biologically a male. That's when it starts becoming uncomfortable for everyone else around you. So the question is, are you willing to sacrifice the comfort of everyone around you to make a statement or to make yourself comfortable? And I don't know what the right answer there is. I would assume, and this is just in talking to people in the military that I've talked to informally on my other program that I host, and almost every single one of them has said transgender serving in the military is not a new phenomenon. It's not something that, although it was legal, just no one really paid attention to it. People still came in.
Right. Yeah.
And time and time again, it seems that it boils down to an issue of where they sleep and where they shower. Literally, I had four or five people, every military personnel person that had served with the transgender person, said that this had become an issue at some point down the road. And just couple that with the 250 transgender people who are already doing surgery on the taxpayer dollar. And, I'm very empathetic. I love all people. I think everybody have a story to tell. But when their issues inconvenience the masses, it's problematic. I'm sorry, but it really is problematic.
I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to sound insensitive, and I know that sometimes it can be taken that way, but that's not my angle at all.
Here's where I'm stuck. And this goes back to the beginning of the conversation when it comes to paying. What Victoria brought up was a very sage comment. I didn't know, or if I didn't know, I didn't think about it that way. I said I didn't want to pay for these operations. Do we understand from that which develops out of these conversations that post-traumatic stress disorder or other things that happen that are difficult to deal with cause a person or may cause a person to want to change his sexual identity?
No. From my trans friends, that's absolutely not the case at all.
So
but
then
I would be interested.
Let's go back just for a second to not paying for that if it's not caused by a war-related some incident.
Right, and I see the angle that you're going with. Right,
yeah.
I see the angle there. But what I would be curious about, and I do not know the answer to this, I would love to see a breakdown of medical things, whatever type of surgery it may be. I would love to see what is covered and then compare it to the cost of... Just to see, okay, so if you you know, whatever it is, if you're on leave and you injure yourself because you get drunk one night and fall down and then you need stitches or whatever, the military pays for that. That's under your insurance plan or whatever in the military, so like that's covered. So I'm just curious to see what the other types of things are covered.
That's real medical surgery. If you fall down and hurt yourself, that's not an elective process. You have to get that fixed or you bleed to death. There are elective processes. It would be the same thing as plastic surgery.
Right, but it's not. Trans people would argue that this is not elective, that this is core to their mental and emotional well-being.
I know what they would argue, but biologically, they are something, and
but then
I am
we're
something,
judging them
and you
saying,
are something.
Right, but
There's
we're
no
judging.
Judgment. It's
well,
just
it is.
Biology.
No, it's not. We are judging someone's mental state and saying, well, that's not important enough for us to pay for, but if you have erectile dysfunction because you have a mental block, then...
It's totally different in my estimation.
Not.
If you pay for birth control for female soldiers and you pay for Viagra for male soldiers, to me, that equals itself out, right? Those are things that are unique to a person's sex.
No, but birth control is
totally
different.
Think, and
okay. How is birth control? Birth control is totally different from saying that you have erectile dysfunction.
I'm not arguing about someone's medical plan here. I'm saying I would have a problem paying for a female soldier's boob job. I would have a problem paying for a man's nose job. And I would have a problem paying for a transgender person to switch biologically what was given to them.
Right,
that's
but you're saying that it's all cosmetic.
Saying it's all cosmetic.
Right, and
because
it's not.
I believe that it is.
So that's where the judgment comes. That's what I'm saying. We're passing judgment on what is someone's core belief of who they are and how they can function as a human being. We're judging that and saying, oh, that's just plastic surgery. That's the same thing as liposuction. It's not.
I think we're at the end of the day. Good. That was a good stimulating conversation. Thank you. At the end of the day, what happens to those people who think they need to have gender reorientation surgery? You should get out of the service. And
why? If you want to serve your country?
If you are trying to decide to change what biology gave you, you are not in the space to be defending this country. I'm sorry, you're not. That's not the politically correct answer, but that's just... If you are making that decision, there is other stuff going on, just like other people who have other issues going on. I don't know.
But that's your job. Like, that's saying if you are a lawyer or if you're a doctor,
let's put it this way. If you go to work...
If you're trying to decide that, you're not supposed to go to your job. I mean, if you're in the military, that's your job.
Well, you go to work for some bank, and you decide while you're working in the bank that you want to change your sex. The bank going to pay for the sex change operation? I don't think so. Are they?
No, well, no, that's we're not talking about the paying thing. That's what Jennifer's saying. If you're transgender and if you're going through the transition that you're not fit to serve in the military, I don't understand the difference between anyone's job then. Are you too distracted at the bank to crunch numbers because you're thinking about...
I think we can all agree. And, again, this is not an argument. This is a discussion. I think we can all agree that doing bank teller work is a little less stressful than standing on a battlefield.
Well, if everybody stands in the battlefield, but not everybody does. 21 after the hour. If there's
is a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
B-52's been around as long as they have been. And so now, when we look back over the history of the B-52's and the people that have been in the group, there have been a number of attempts, and I would say how to measure their success would be questionable under the circumstances. That would be just me. You ladies may have a different point of view on this. As we focus on music every hour at this point in the hour, we have a couple of musical items, and this is about singer Cindy Wilson going on her own. The first person to do it from the B-52s was Fred Schneider in 1996. Just Fred. How'd that do? Anybody know? Remember?
I don't remember, but he's always fun. And
superstar.
They always seem to be doing different projects.
Uh-huh.
He and Kate Pearson.
Say again? I'm sorry, Trey.
He and Kate Pearson, the redhead in the group of the three B-52s. There's the blonde, the redhead, and then Fred.
Yeah.
So the redhead, Kate Pearson, has done a lot of different side projects throughout their time.
Yeah.
But Cindy Wilson, this is her first ever solo. Yeah.
Guitars and microphones came a couple of years ago with Kate Pearson and Sia. And the Strokes guitarist Nick Valensi. So there were a lot of pop tunes that were in there. This is a pop group, wouldn't you say? This is pretty much always and forever is a pop group.
Yeah. Yep. They may be one of the originators of a pop group.
Yeah. Well, and
they've been around for a long time.
If you go back, this Cindy Wilson is 60 years old now. And that's an interesting part. A place to be in your career when you want to do something by yourself. Are they still performing together, the B-52s?
Yeah.
They go out on the road?
Yeah. I think they do maybe a handful of shows every year, unless they're like on a big tour.
Yeah. All right, so the song we're listening to is the first single from Cindy Wilson called Mystic. What do we think of that?
I like it. I like the synth sound to it.
Yep.
It's very poppy, very dancey. It's almost like modern day B-52 music because they were like the dancey party band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said she was inspired to go beyond covers of songs, try her hand at a collection of original songs, Is she the writer of the songs, or did somebody else write this stuff?
I think she teamed up with she got a band together, and I think instead of doing covers, they decided they wanted to actually try writing songs together, and that's just the results, yeah.
Yeah. We like it? Do you think it's good?
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
There you go. Next up in the musical circle here for this hour, John Pardee and his song Lucky Tonight. This is, in the song, the protagonist attempts to assuage his heartbreak the old-fashioned way by loosening up with a couple of drinks, hunting for somebody to keep him company for the night. He was the American Country Music New Male Vocalist of the Year, Jennifer. And so he's headlining a tour called Lucky Tonight. All right, let's crank this up here for a second. See how this feels. 15 dates so far on the tour. Houston, Chicago, St. Paul. Starting in Birmingham, Alabama. So is this a song that comes from his second album, California Sunrise?
I think so, yeah. I think Lucky Tonight is one of his new singles.
But this out, the California Sunrise was released last year.
No, so I guess this is like the latest one then.
All right, from
latest single from that album, probably, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Number one songs include Head Over Boots and Dirt on My Boots.
Very original.
His current single is Heartache on the Dance Floor, which is in the top 20 and doing well, climbing up the charts.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the cat.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour now, the DJV Experience. You can follow the show on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Lots of ways to traverse. I'm looking at a picture of Harry Styles from the set of the movie Dunkirk, which I saw, and it was better than I thought it was going to be. I thought, I don't want to go to see that, and then I did. And it appears that he's very interested in Kara Schillen, who's at the studio in Washington.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
He's very sweet, isn't he?
Yeah, he may be coming over to visit with you, actually.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. Sorry, Victoria.
Wow. Okay.
Why? He's
curious. The buried lead here is Harry Styles really in Dunkirk?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is?
You didn't know that?
You think all the headlines were a lie?
I know.
Christopher Nolan thought of this big plot to get more people to see the movie. Harry Styles isn't even in it.
So Harry Styles is what kind of singer? Good? Really good?
He's good. I would say he's more like of One Direction. He was always the more rocky singer. He's got a deeper voice. It's a little bit more gruff than the other guys.
Really?
I love his voice. It's very raspy.
Very good. All right, let's move back to some of the things that are controversial. Not often do we get involved in controversy, but I see a couple of things here that are worth our time and effort. And as long as we're talking, for those of you who want to go back and hear the conversation we had in the last half hour, you can find it in on the Blog Talk radio.com/DJB show overview of the day today. The continuation of what we do and how we are in our private lives becomes more and more a focus of what people talk about in their public expressions. One of them, this has become, I never actually realized, this is not a name-dropping contest, but I guess I never realized that surrogate parenting, if that's what they call it, gestational surrogates, were so much a part of the landscape until I met Christopher Maloney, the actor who lived next door to me for 5 or 6 years in Santa Monica, and his wife, whose name I can see her, but I don't remember her name, blonde, good-looking lady, she wanted to have children, but she didn't want to have children. So they hired a surrogate to have their two children. And I just had never, until he explained to me or told me the story, I never really paid any attention to the whole business of being a surrogate. But apparently this is big stuff now. And a lot of people in our country are hiring these surrogates to carry the baby from conception to term. And in some circumstances, they're spending $150,000 to do it.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Wow. So if you can't afford a surrogate from our country, you go someplace else because the price is cheaper. If you go to India, for example, it's a $400 million business there. They're trying to ban foreigners from hiring surrogates there altogether. You can go to Nepal. They banned surrogacy, but you could for quite a while. Thailand, Czechoslovakia, Ukraine, which is where the main destination is for Americans apparently now. There are 6,000 children in the last decade that were born from Ukrainian surrogates. And they were mostly for foreigners. They charge $39,000 for surrogacy services, which includes birth in a private hospital, allows a lot of visitation. I don't know how you'd wrap yourself around. I just don't know how you do it. I'm just speaking. Am I speaking as a man?
You mean being the surrogate or hiring one?
Type of getting into the whole business comes from sperm and egg being put together from the parents and then inserted in the surrogate.
Right.
Right.
They become
to grow
the
in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So they're the vessel. I feel sorry for them because I think for women, even if it's not your egg and your sperm,
you still
carry a baby for 9 months, and I don't know how that transition process back into real life is, but I know a lot of people do it because the money's good, and a lot of times not only is it the money, but you get room and board and... You know, a lot of times the family will keep you with them if they have enough money. So, I mean, I understand why.
So what are the laws in America for surrogacy in terms of the rights? There are the surrogate in most of these circumstances, from what I can see, doesn't have any right to the baby as well.
Yeah, because it's not biologically their baby.
No.
And there's lots of forms and all kinds of stuff and contracts.
But can you imagine? Let me ask the three of you. Put yourself in either of those positions, being a surrogate and giving up the baby, or going to a woman. Let's say Jennifer decides she wants to have a baby, but she doesn't want to have it in her womb. So she goes to Victoria and says, hey, Victoria, I got my sperm
Victoria
and egg.
Victoria is not the right person.
Yeah, I'm more likely to go and ask Jen to carry a baby for me.
Right.
I have always wanted to hire a surrogate.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I would like to be a parent, but I literally feel zero biological urge or desire to carry a baby myself.
How do you know what it feels like to actually do it, though?
I don't know. It's something I just know about myself. I'm going to do it because I can't afford a surrogate. It's cheaper to do it yourself.
Are you telling us something?
No, not yet. I'll tell you guys when the time is right, but no, not yet. But still, I mean, I would love to just hire someone to do that. That would be amazing. It's still my kid. I'd still be super happy to meet him or her. But
hi, kid.
Hey,
I'm your mom.
I'd rather have someone do all the hard work, too.
You would?
Really? It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Both of you. My God, I'm surprised to hear.
No problem with it at all. Just put the little baby in my arms when it's all over.
Right.
No, I grew up in a family where I think, like, my mom was super maternal, and her, like, whole life's goal was to have kids. Like, that's what she always wanted to do. And I just, there's this, like, weird feeling that the Shilin women are, like, good at carrying children.
So you should be our surrogate, is what you're saying.
So I am excited someday about having my own kids. But the funny thing is my sister, last year had some issues, and she wasn't sure. I mean, not my sister that just had a baby, but my other sister. She hasn't had any kids of her own yet, but I think she wants to in the future. But she had some problems and wasn't sure if she would be able to have kids of her own. And so the thought occurred to me, if she ever needed a surrogate, I would be one for her.
Aww.
And so I can't imagine doing it for a stranger, but I think the idea of doing it for a family member, or a
Victoria
friend.
Victoria and Jennifer are not strangers.
Believe me, we're into it. Let me ask you the creepy question.
Okay.
So, to impregnate yourself, would you have to donate the egg? Or can your sister produce an egg?
She can produce one. But I don't, that's what I'm curious about. What happens, I mean, is it still...
You gonna get yourself impregnated the old-fashioned way?
Ooh, a little fun time with the brother-in-law?
Oh, God, I really hope she's not listening.
Oh, my God. That's
you know,
good.
But I think if your sister, Kara, couldn't produce her own egg, then she would use an egg donor from someone else, right?
That's,
with her husband's sperm, and then you get to carry that embryo.
That's what I would assume.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it would be a personal decision that people would make amongst themselves, but it does seem like it would be very odd to use my egg and then just pass it off to my sister
kid.
And pretend like it's not my kid.
So would you be able to do that? Could you donate an egg?
But then it would still be her kid.
But that's the thing. It would be my kid. So it was the only option, maybe, but I don't think so. I mean, I guess you would just pretend. I'd be like, hey, nephew.
Who looks exactly like me?
Yeah, you've heard these stories, though, because people who can't have kids want to get as biologically close to what their kid would be like, so they employ their siblings to do it.
But, I mean, to be fair, I look a lot like my sister, so hopefully we could fool the kid. But, no, it would just, it would be very,
very weird. So how much would you charge your sister to carry your baby?
I don't know that I would charge them anything. I didn't think about it in
Does that,
that
same
in
deal
depth.
Extend to Jennifer and me?
Probably not, but you guys don't. What would we do? Would I have to move to L.A.?
Yeah.
No.
Am I going to carry the baby here and then...
Yeah, you could carry the baby for 6 months on your own, and then, you know, the last 6 months, you'd come hang out here. Sure.
I would nix that. She needs to stay in the studio. Have the kid and the baby right in the studio.
Good acoustics so everyone can hear all the details of it?
Yeah.
No, if I were to do something like that, then I don't think I would come up with a specific charge. You have to pay me this month or, like, this much per hour. But I would, I think...
An hourly fee.
Yeah, I would think that they might be able to help me out with, like, you know, doctor's visits or, like, things that I specifically have to go through.
We got that
because
totally
of that.
Review. Yeah.
Yep, sure. Yeah.
I'm not signing up to have babies for you guys.
I heard it. That's an audio contract. Get me the tape on this.
Verbally binding agreement.
This is a sexist conversation. You didn't even ask me if I wanted to have your kids.
Well, when you go ahead with that transgender reassignment and you can have babies, then we'll talk to you about
it. Okay, so that would be a reason to have transgender reassignment, to make some money as a surrogate mother.
You can't become a surrogate.
You don't get a womb out of it.
No.
Yeah, you don't get a uterus.
You don't get all the parts.
Is that it? I see.
Yes.
Well, I guess that leaves me out. Okay.
Did you want to have a baby? Do you feel like you're missing out on something? It's a lot. They're not joking. It is a lot of work.
The most fabulous, fabulous, fabulous moments in my life.
Are you giving birth?
I don't know where this is going.
No, I was taking a breath because I remember how I felt.
Having children?
Well, I couldn't be in Tony.
You weren't even in the room, right?
No,
back
Tony,
in the day?
At the hospital, the Framingham Hospital, they wouldn't let... The father in, if there was a C-section, they wouldn't let you into the operating room.
Oh, well,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's open.
So I didn't see Megan until she was put in an incubator and was wheeled out. She hadn't been cleaned up yet. And I remember her wailing around, her legs and her arms, and she was screaming.
Oh.
That was the first time I saw it, and I thought to myself, my God, it's my daughter.
You're in for trouble.
Oh.
No, it was really something. It was.
Aw.
Yeah, it was.
See, guys get all the best parts. They get the emotional moment of, oh, that's my kid, and they didn't do anything to facilitate that.
I did something. I was actually pretty supportive for not being a very supportive husband at the time because I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I was really very good at being father once the babies were born. And it's been a role that I've cherished.
Well, you definitely sound like a wonderful dad from everything that we've heard, and now you're a wonderful grandfather, too. So you made up for it.
Well, it's easier, you know, it's what's the old expression? It's easier said than done under the circumstance. All right, so now I've got my emotional charge here. Let's get... Let's go from talking about emotions to talking about washing machines.
Once you have a baby, you're going to have a lot of clothes to wash.
That's right.
Yes. And then a Speed Queen washer.
That's right. There are 50 lucky winners that'll be loving their laundry. LovingYourLaundry.com is the place to go. There are two grand prize winners. It'll get Speed Queen top load washer dryer sets, including delivery, hookup. This is a $2,000 plus package. A laundry gift basket comes along with it. In there, there are clothespins and laundry sacks, that kind of stuff. $200 Amazon gift card. There will be 10 first place winners. The laundry gift basket comes along with that. $200 Amazon gift cards. And there are 40 runner-up winners that get a gift card courtesy of Speed Queen. It's a brand new laundry room for you. Enter the Lovin' My Laundry sweepstakes, and you could win the chance to upgrade your laundry room with the ultimate home laundry system. Brand new Speed Queen washer dryer combo, all these laundry goodies, and a lot more. So if you're interested in having laundry day and style in your house, check it out at lovinmylaundry.com.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
With one of the doctors who's in the house. His name is Jack Stockwell. He's a Nooka chiropractor and also a GAPS practitioner, focusing on what you eat and what's in your gut. And he's brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Super Beats. We'll talk about that and why it's so important to have Super Beats as part of your daily routine. And as a matter of fact, the focus here is on what you eat, how clean eating is important, or not, depending on who you're talking to, including some nutritionally illiterates who have a doctor in front of their name, who don't seem to be focused on. This is part of the health problem that we have in this country, Jack, in my opinion, and I don't mean to sound judgmental, but without, the platitudes of you have nothing if you don't have your health, and your body is a temple, and you are what you eat, and all these other things that you can come up with that are actually true. Whatever you put into your body is what is going to go toward your body sustenance. So if you drink a lot of Coca-Cola and drink a lot of, or eat a lot of Whoppers or whatever else it is, your body's going to show it sooner or later, depending on what you've been given for genetics. So you, focus on this, article that Max Pemberton wrote, about clean eating, and it's not what it's basically meant. It's not what it's made out to be. Hello.
No, I think it just shows the level of ignorance that exists in the medical world.
No, I think it shows the level of payoffs in the medical world.
Well, you know, it's I think something that escapes a lot of people's understanding is that the curriculum development of medical schools has pretty well been taken over by the food industry,
yeah,
the pharmaceutical industry.
They pay for the chairs.
And the hospital implant industry.
Right.
Actually control the curriculum in med schools. I just recently had some sinus surgery. I had to have it done in order to be able to have a couple of dental implants.
You may remember what Jack sounded like this a few weeks ago, and that's because he had sinus surgery.
Yeah, I'm probably sound like that for a little bit more yet. Not as bad as it was. However, the ENT that I was dealing with, a great, wonderful fellow and very open to everything, and he wanted me to do an awful lot of antibiotic therapy, and I said, I'm just sorry, I'm just not going to do that.
Did he know you were a doctor? He knew you.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor, right?
Well, we had some nice conversations, and when I explained to him, there are alternatives to heavy antibiotic therapy in the sense that there are things that you can take into your body that greatly enhance your own immune response so that you don't have to worry about this antibiotic stuff. And he looked at me and just honestly just looked at me with wide open eyes and said, he says, you need to understand, my training is Western medicine. And at the same time he said that, which was an honest expression, not a defensive type of thing, but just to announce where he was operating from, at the same time there was a confession there that I don't know anything you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Well, he doesn't. Go to conventional schools, you get taught whatever the drug companies want you to be taught. That's the way it is. And doctors who would be listening to us now and throwing something at the radio, you're a big bunch of phonies. You know,
Wait a second. When it comes to acute crisis,
you need it.
You want to be in that
emergency room. First in line. Push everybody out of the way.
That's right. Yeah. When it's the chronic stuff, it's the chronic problem that medicine falls on its face. Because chronic problems are almost always brought around by two causes. Number one, a structural problem that's in the way of normal organ function. And number two, malnutrition. And you started off talking there about this Dr. Max Pemberton in England, who had this article in the Daily Mail where he's just blasting clean eating. Now, clean eating with quotes there, because he's equating clean eating with the absolute end of the spectrum with bulimics and anorexics and the kind of eating that a lot of teenage girls do that just destroy their health, when in fact, clean eating is exactly what these young girls need to do that in order to get their gut back in operation so that their brain works correctly so that we can get them over those problems, as we've done with patients in our clinic. But there's an argument out there as to the fact that this idea that the moniker of clean eating is kind of a silly idea, because medicine will tell you that almost all food is good for you. There isn't a brain food, there isn't a heart food, there isn't a liver food. All food is good, which, of course, is absolute nonsense.
Right.
High fructose is not good. Artificial sweeteners is not good. Boxed macaroni and cheese is not good.
Yep.
That's a staple for a lot of people.
But Super Beets is good. Super Beets. They are just that. Super Beets, real food. Make sure that you're taking it every day, like all the people in this program do. Circulation Superfood. Get it at 800-655-4183. Super Beets.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.